Morning, everyone. This is Sam, and I'm happy to be with you on this special Saturday podcast. This is the 14th of October, if I'm right. That's right. And I'm about to get the housework done, so gotta wash the dishes and everything. And I thought I'd record this special podcast to talk a little bit about you, intermediate to advanced English speaker. About something I discussed yesterday with one of our students. So I gave classes to our C1 Advanced Conversation Group, and something that I shared with them, I thought I'd share with you as well, which is what to do when you get to the advanced level, when you are at the intermediate level. When is it that you stop learning English, you stop studying English? And actually, is there a way for you to study the English you need to know to be able to communicate at a business level? And the answer for that is, when you get to the intermediate state and you feel like you can start processing information decently, it's time for you to start thinking of where you want your English to get to. In other words, if you are learning English because you want to build your English for business skills, it's time for you to start studying business-related materials as well. And especially in South America, Brazil, we have a belief that English courses are going to give you all you need to be able to communicate in a business context. And in fact, there are a lot of business programs. We have business programs, but honestly, at some point, you're going to have to start studying English related to your area of expertise. So if you work in finance, you're going to have to find a finance program. And especially in South America, I noticed that a lot of companies don't care about TOEFL, don't care about IELTS anymore. They want you to have your English further developed into the area of your expertise you work. So for example, searching for programs you can study related to the subject you work with is very important. So let me say you are an accountant and you get to the advanced level, or let's start from the beginning. You're an accountant and you are studying intermediate level English. So it's time for you to start searching for materials related to accounting, to learn the expressions and learn the vocabulary related to that. And when you get to the advanced level, it's time for you to stop having English classes at some point and take programs, courses, get certification 100% in English, but not English study certification, your work-related certification. So you do a program, an online program, like a short course, 3 to 4 weeks course. And I don't think a lot of people have that in mind. So if you are at the intermediate level, it's time for you to start reading and watching on the matter of your work subject. If you are at the advanced level, it's time for you to start looking for courses and programs that are about your business, not English. Does that make sense? I would love to hear what you have to say about this, what you understood from what I said. So if you can please drop a comment or go into our Instagram and DM us, direct message us with your opinion, I'd be glad to hear it, all right? So I hope you all have a beautiful Saturday, and I see you on the next one. Bye-bye.